So our Old Testament reading today and the Psalm 1, as well as our gospel reading, they all have the image of a tree. They all feature trees. Did you catch that? Trees? Planted trees. So have you ever planted a tree? It takes time for trees to grow. Trees especially need a lot of time. Patience is part of planting trees. Have you ever sat under a tree for shade and rest and renewal? It often takes slowing down, rest to appreciate trees. And have you ever tried, maybe when you were younger, to climb a tree, a really tall tree to climb up? Trees can grow up tall. They tower above everything else. Seeing how far and long trees can grow give us perspective or the big picture.
你有没有种过树呢?树木的成长是需要一段时间,内心种植的一部分。你有没有在树底下讨粮和吸收新鲜空气呢?欣赏树木是要放松和慢慢地走。你有冇试过爬上一棵好高嘅树上面，树嗰棵树长到高到去个云里面，云层上面咁高，咁如果喺到嗰度睇到一大片嘅景色，同埋会睇得更多更远。
Like the trees, they orient us to consider patience, rest, and perspective.The Bible uses the image throughout actually scripture of planted trees to teach us about being planted in the Christian life. Just as trees point to patience, rest, and perspective, the Christian life includes being planted in patience, rest, and big perspective.
种植树木启发了我们的内心轻松同埋远见，圣经用重视嚟启发我哋基督徒嘅生活。树木代表咗耐性啦、舒适啦同埋远见，基督徒嘅生活亦都包括咗耐心、舒适同埋远见。
So if you just happen to open up a Bible, chances are if you go to the middle, you're going to hit the Psalms. The Psalms are a really big book about right in the center of the Bible. And planted right at the beginning of the Psalms is Psalm 1, planted there. The book of Psalms is a unique book in the Bible. It's prayers, songs, poems to God. There are 150 Psalms throughout. The Psalms are meant to be prayed. They're meant to be sung from the heart for devotions to God.And every Sunday, if you notice, we have a psalm that we say. Today was Psalm 1. Ever since the psalms were written, they've been prayed and worshiped to God.
诗篇第一篇的开头是很独特的诗篇。那这本书的诗篇是上帝的歌曲，总共有150篇的奏章。圣经上的诗篇是用来祈祷同埋奉献俾上帝。我哋每个星期日都喺度祈祷同埋阅读诗篇。自从诗篇写好之后，啲人一直都系咁用佢嚟敬拜上帝。
So Psalm 1 is the first psalm. It's planted really as an introduction to all of the psalms. And Psalm 1 begins with these words, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, sits not in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is on the law of the Lord, on which he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruits in due seasons. Its leaves do not wither. In all that he does, he prospers."
诗篇第一篇开头就是这么讲，他说，不从恶人的诡计，不站恶人的道路，不坐骄傲的人座位，喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想他的律法，这使人为有福。他要像一棵树装在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯狂，凡 他所做的尽都顺利。
The delight in the law of the Lord is to find purpose and joy in God's word. God instructs us in his word. We'll go back to this. Have you ever planted a tree? It takes time for trees to grow. Patience is part of planted trees. To be rooted in God's word is like a tree planted with patience.
上帝嘅话语教导我哋与律法为乐，就是神嘅话语，生命嘅旨意目的就是找到喜乐。你有冇种过树呢？树木嘅成长是需要一段时间，耐心是种植树嘅一部分。根基于神嘅话语，就好似种树一样咁样。
Patience. I was recently sick. I wasn't here last Sunday. I had a really bad fever. Have you ever felt that way, right? Where you're just sick and you can't quite get better right away. It can be frustrating, right? When we're that sick, we can't do what we want to do. We can be frustrated too when we're sick and it seems that prayers aren't answered on a more serious level. The psalm today reminds us of patience like a planted tree. Reminds us that we're blessed like trees planted in patience in God's word. You know, prayer is ultimately about learning that patience, about being planted in God, returning our lives to God in which we are rooted and from which we come. Prayer means aligning our wills to God's good and gracious will. And this can be hard to learn. You have to accept it. And every time, isn't it that we've been sick in our lives? Isn't that training in patience? Because I hate to break it to you, but sooner or later, we're all going to get sick where we can't actually get better. We will return to God. And we learn patience in prayer to begin to accept that and see God's good and gracious will in our life.
第一要耐性，我刚刚病了一场。在这场病里面训练了我要有耐性，我要比平时更多的时间去祈祷。你们有没有试过这样的感受呢？我们在这里祈祷的时候又觉得一味在祈祷没什么反应，可能会令你觉得很敏感。今天的诗篇提醒我们要种上帝的话语在我们的里面，就好像种植了一棵树在我们里面，这样就有福了。祈祷归根到底是种植在上帝里面，将我们所有的麻烦还给上帝。祈祷使我们同上帝保持一致善良和仁慈。我们遇到不如意的事情的时候，我们就会返回上帝的身边，祈求上帝祝福我们渡过难关。
Patience in prayer, that's one thing, which leads to actually patience in our Christian life. Scripture says, do not grow weary in doing good. You know, as a teacher, I often see a rookie mistake. There's a temptation in students to give up when things get a little tough. Isn't it really only through our failures that we begin to learn to trust in God, to lean not on our own understanding, but to lean on God and His ways, to acknowledge that He will begin to correct, that we can actually do better with Him and in Him. It says in Proverbs to be diligent in this. The path of the diligent leads to abundance.
我们要有耐性咁去祈祷，要坚持，有信心同埋有耐心，要恒久忍耐，唔可以气馁。我系一个导师，有啲学生遇到困难就放弃，其实失败乃系成功之母。喺失败上训练咗我哋坚强，成为我哋目标同埋力量。我哋唔可以靠自己去解决问题，而是去要靠上帝引导我们行走正直的道路。正如真言这么讲，手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。
So just like trees that take a long time to grow teach us patience, Trees also give shade and renewal, right? Have you ever sat under a tree for some shade, some rest? It often takes rest or slowing down to appreciate trees. You know, summer's a good time to focus on that, to seek rest and renewal. It's kind of like I'm often struck flying into New York. You know, you fly through all of these buildings, you start seeing them, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, building upon building, they get higher and higher, but all of a sudden, if you're flying right down Manhattan, what do you see in the middle? You can't miss it. It's green, it's big. Central Park. Central Park. Right in the middle. Trees. You see it. A long stretch of green trees.
你有没有坐在树底下透凉和吸收下新鲜空气呢？欣赏树木是需要放松和慢慢地去欣赏。现在是夏天，是一个好时机去欣赏各种花草树木。我经常搭飞机去不同的城市，在飞机上面看下来，在纽约中央公园里面睇到好多大嘅建筑物附近，呢、这个大纽约嘅森林石屎中间，亦都会睇到中央公园嘅树木。
It's kind of like God's word for us. You can think of it like a central park. We have our days surrounded like big buildings of busyness and duties, but in the middle is that promise of rest and renewal in God's word. We can miss it, but if we're looking for it, it's right there. Rest and renewal for us. God's promises of strength for our lives. Jesus says it this way, right? We can't live on bread alone. We need that word, that central word in our lives.
上帝的话语就好像中央公园那样，我们被忙碌和积集所包围，但在中间树立了上帝的话语树。上帝话语的嘅安息同埋更新，佢应起咗我哋日常日用嘅飲食嘅提供。耶稣说：人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的每一句说话。
So I came across an interesting thought. I kind of put it this way. You know, I wondered if God is everywhere, right? Why do we need to take time to worship Him, to be centered in His Word?Yeah, God is everywhere. It's true. But like water, which is in the air everywhere, we need more than that to live. We have to drink it in. God's word is like that, that well, that source of life and renewal. As Jesus himself says, God's word is a living water of faith that wells up within us.
我最近遇到一个有好有趣嘅諗法。如果上帝系无处不在，咁我哋使乜要花时间去敬拜佢同埋遵守佢嘅话语呢？係呀，上帝系无处不在，就好似空气咁样同埋水一样，到处都有嘅。但係我哋唔系只能拥有空气，我哋都要需要水先至可以生活。咁我哋飲嘅系上帝嘅话语，话语上帝的水，正如耶稣自己咁讲，佢话上帝的话语是 信心同埋活水，喺我哋里面为我哋呈现出嚟俾我哋。
So trees, they take a while to grow. They teach us patience. Trees give us rest and renewal. And trees give us a big picture perspective. Have you ever tried, right, to climb a really tall tree? Trees can grow up tall.They tower above everything else. Seeing how far and long trees can grow gives us a big picture look. As the psalm puts it, blessed is the man who delights in the Lord. He's like that tree planted.
你有没有试过爬过一棵好高好大的树呢？咁如果你爬到上去呢，你会睇见好多嘅景色啦。爬得越高，望得可以越远。咁样样呢个景色就是好似上帝咁样样为佢个法佢个律法，如果摆喺我哋嘅身上，我哋会感觉到就係话种植咗一棵好高好大嘅树喺我哋嘅心里面，上帝嘅话语就係好似种咗喺我哋度，我哋就会睇得更高更远。
We consider the big picture like a big tree. how over time, right, trees grow stronger. The Bible encourages us to be like that, to be mature in the faith, like tall and sturdy trees which grow taller. To not be tossed about, as scripture says, with every new worry or fad, but to be grounded in God's word and faith. And we stand tall in maturity, we're able to kind of have that patience, right? Have that self-control, have that perspective, have that peace. We're able to also stand in maturity and branch out for others. We're stable to be stable there for others, like a tree which shades others. We provide cover and protection for others. An example then for growing in God's grace.
你有没有考虑到就是好像一棵大树这样，但时间会不断地消逝，但是树会继续这样成长，一节一节这样成长更高。这样圣经呢鼓励我们要在信仰上面呢，要好像树这样啊，结出好成熟的果子，同埋开枝散叶，咁啊为其他人啦，咁我哋要好似要成熟啦，自制啦，同埋内心咁样毅然不立咁样，好似棵大树咁庇佑住。咁我哋就係要喺上帝嘅恩典里面茁壮成长，呢棵树就成为我哋一个榜样。
When you think about maturity, I think back to what one of my favorite teachers taught me a long time ago. It was a very simple but valuable lesson. He was a tall tree. I was a little tree, a little shrub at the time. He taught me that it's okay, look, to make mistakes. We're human after all. We're not God. We're not perfect. There's maturity starting there. But he did say this. This leads to even more maturity. Don't make the same mistake twice. It's good advice. We're, after all, children of God. We're forgiven to do better, and we're planted to produce good works in our lives, regardless of our mistakes.
我好喜欢有一个老师呢曾经咁讲过一个非常之简单而有价值嘅课程俾我。对我嚟讲，一棵大树，佢系我嘅一棵大树，我系佢个学生，佢系灌溉俾我茁壮成长。佢嘅咁讲。佢嘅犯错呢係好正常嘅。但係呢你就唔好犯第二次错。因为我哋係人唔係神，毕竟我哋都唔係完美。所以我哋要好努力咁避免犯同一嘅错误两次。咁但係我哋毕竟都係神嘅女儿，栽种为咗我哋嘅生活中结出行善嘅果实。
As we look back at our lives, there are, of course, mistakes, but we also see how God has brought us this far by faith, kind of like a long tree there, right? God plants us here to do his will, that it may be done through us, to challenge us to do better for him and for others. And planted trees help us with that image, to see a tall tree, to learn that patience, to learn that rest it provides, to see the perspective of that tallness of that tree, to be planted by God to produce that patience, rest, and perspective.
当我们回顾在我们以往的生活，我们是会犯错，但是我们凭着上帝的圣心，把我们带到上帝的面前，祂把祂的权柄，让祂的旨意在我们里面通过我们实现，挑战我们为他人做得更好。
Planted trees, perspective, big picture. It's a way to actually keep track of all of the Bible. In the beginning, God plants a garden. It says that God plants some trees. He plants a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He plants a tree of life back in Genesis, the start of the Bible. God did this so that we would rely on God and worship him, realize that we are dependent on him who plants his knowledge and his mystery and his love and his power as the source of our life for us.
种植的树木引导我们考虑到内心和有阔达的远见，是被上帝的栽种为我们栽种，会产生内心和有好的远见。
The Bible goes on, Adam and Eve, they didn't accept this. They uprooted themselves, right? They wanted to be like God. They didn't like God's planted trees at all. That's the story, right? We live the consequences. And God, what does he do? God is a planter. God's patient. God plants another tree. Plants a tree right there in the middle of a city of Jerusalem, plants a tree of life, the cross of Jesus Christ. And the tree is not in an enclosed garden. It's outside in Jerusalem for all to see, for everyone to receive.
起初上帝种了一粒种子，里面分别了善和恶树和生命树。去到创世纪圣经开始的时候，上帝是这样为我们依靠上帝敬拜祂，我们会意识到我们是祂的创造物，而万物的奥秘的知识属于上帝，上帝是生命的源头。
The tree of life, the cross of Jesus Christ, it's planted for us. You know, the roots of that tree, don't they go back to the very beginning?When we're formed in our mother's womb, fearfully and wonderfully made by God, it's nourished and watered by baptism, which says we die with Christ, rise with him. Its branches extend all the way to heaven and eternal life. And this tree of life is right there in the middle, planted for us, and it cannot be shaken, and it cannot be removed. And when we feel wobbly and uncertain, this is the tree.This is the tree where there's patience and rest and perspective. As Psalm 1 says, like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruits in its season, its leaves never wither, and all that this tree does, it prospers.
上帝同埋夏娃唔会接受一点，佢连自己嘅连根拔起，想象就好似想象上帝一样，而唔系依赖上帝。上帝必须种下一棵树，呢棵树就系个十字架嘅树，人人都要领受同埋接受生命树。呢棵树唔系一个封闭嘅花园里，而系喺耶路撒冷为每一个人。呢棵树是耶稣基督的十字架，是我们种下的树。祂的根源可以追随着我们的开始。当我们的母亲在个怀孕子宫里面，我们被上帝的奇妙创造了，祂洗礼了和滋润了的灌溉，我们在耶稣基督里水里复活，祂的树枝一直地永受不永垂不朽。依棵生命树是不可以动摇的。当我们感到动摇和不肯定的时候，这棵树的十字架在我们生活里面有耐心和远境。好像依棵树，它要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子不枯，凡他所做的都顺利。阿门。